Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Yes, that's right. Wednesdays with Wit. That could also be construed as we're sort of funny because we're witty.
We're everything.
You're the winner, and I'm the witty, as it were. Come on, tell her everybody who's here.
Oh my goodness. We have my little mini Whitney, also known as Marlo, in the studio.
Yeah, wait a minute. I have a hard time figuring out which microphone every three.
Oh okay. My goodness. Do we really have her on air?
Hey, talk.
Hello.
Oh there my you goodness, are. There she is. She made her debut.
Okay, catch this, people. So you listen to Whitney, come on, and you know, all her multimedia, social networking stuff that she does, and TV shows, and Instagram, and et cetera, et cetera. So, you come in the studio, I don't even see your face, because you're videotaping on your camera. Okay? I mean, it's like, hold on a second.
The Apprentice.
Yes, exactly. And so I couldn't even see who you were. But that's it. I mean, who else would come into a studio first knowing that they're going to have... Look at your mom. See, she's doing the same thing right now.
Marlo, you want to do this when you get older, don't you?
Definitely.
You got to speak into the mic, honey bun. Sorry. But with that, it was funny because she said, can I go watch what you do?
Yeah.
And I said, well, if sure. WGN Radio says yeah. So here she is. Marlo, what do you want to say real quick?
This is a very cool experience.
John, we're cool. Okay, that's all we need to know. Right, we are cool.
If this doesn't work out, diplomacy. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad she's in studio, but now let's get to Wednesdays with Whit.
How were the Galena goats? How was the Galena?
So that's not even in our notes. I love that John does that. John just picks up right where he sees us live.
I just mentioned that you did all the social media.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm looking in there. I've heard of goat yoga.
Oh my goodness!
So a goat is on your back.
So when I turned 40,
I know this isn't what you wanted to talk about.
You know, this is great actually because this is when I turned 40. So for all the new listeners, just so you know. I do a national TV show. I own it, host it. It's a lot going on all the time. I am a twin mom as well. Marlo is a boy-girl twin. Her brother did yoga with me with the goats. But when I turned 40, I knew I needed something to keep me grounded beyond everything else I do. I'm like, I need that time. I need that space so I don't become 2007. I'm not going to say her name, but you know, 2007, who shaved her head and went a little nuts for a second, because I don't want to be that woman. I want to inspire hope, but I also got to bring hope in my own house. And so I started doing yoga. Yeah. And when I went out to visit my parents out in Galena, I heard they had goat yoga. Mm-hmm. And my son, Marlo, now wants to be on TV, but my son wants to be a zookeeper. So I said, oh my gosh, this is perfect. He played with the goats the whole time.
Is a goat on your back?
Well, it did it sometimes, but the funniest thing ever is, you know, I am into social media, so I am taking videos of myself, and my son goes, Mom, they just pooped all over your mat. And I was like, oh, dear Lord. So there they came. They cleaned it up very professionally, though. And I got right down to downward dog, right where the goat poop was. Yep. But we got down to business, and it was a beautiful morning. All jokes aside, goat yoga is one of those things that if you haven't tried, you should try. I am now a yogi. I don't know if I do goat yoga again. I might get a goat for our lake house, but that would be the extent of it.
Yeah, here comes a goat. Okay, now let's get to the stuff you want to get to.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations. You have won something.
Oh, my goodness. It is a week at Whitney Reynolds Media. So our show, as you know, dives deep with topics that inspire hope. But with that, I am a woman-owned business. I'm a woman entrepreneur. And people sometimes forget that we own the show and we don't work for PBS. We syndicate on PBS, which is such a great vehicle. We also air on Amazon Prime, Tubi, all the other streaming places. But with that being said, a few years ago, when I was under 40. Cranes named me 40 under 40. And it was one of those things that reminded me that I am an entrepreneur at heart, as well as this chief inspiration officer. So when we won this award this week, it is one, the Hermes Awards, we were competing against Amazons, the Yamahas, the big brands that have millions of dollars, maybe even more, maybe we're not even talking millions, but to win on a stage with them is huge.
Yeah.
And to receive this recognition is, of course, we want to receive our Emmys. So far, we've only been nominated, hint, hint, so far, only nominations. But that was a moment for us where we're like, okay, our brand is extending far beyond TV, which is huge for us because we want to be the strongest voice of hope, however people digest it. So whether it's radio, it's TV, it's social media, we want to be there for them.
Did you just wrap up something? I saw a picture of you today over at the CineStage, whatever it's called.
Yes. Yeah. CineCity is so CineCity. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, that's, and I'm not going to say it because you joked with me that our video boards, I talked about them all the time. You're like, we need those video boards. But I was in a picture in front of the video boards,
yeah.
But we were at CineCity and we taped there. My office is on the fourth floor, but we wrapped season 11, which aired on Lakeshore PBS, which Lakeshore PBS, folks, is truly a home base, one worth not only remembering, but supporting, because they have literally believed in this little engine that could. I launched on TTW, but the little engine that could went to Lakeshore because they put me in prime time, and we've been there almost a decade later.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Oh, yeah. And we'll be there again in the fall. So that's, we wrap season 11. And it hit the nation. So now you can stream us. You're still watching us on reruns. If you haven't seen us, you'll get a fresh take every Saturday and Monday on World Channel.
More with Whitney Reynolds when we come back on 720 WGN. And
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
This is Wednesdays with Whit at 720 WGN with John Landecker. Okay, what do you want to talk about that's on these pages that you gave me?
So we talked about season 11, yes. But because Memorial Day, I really want to highlight some key things that, as you know, we talked about the Emmy nomination too.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
So my first Emmy nomination was actually a show that honored veterans when they come home from serving and also how to integrate them back into society. And so what was crazy about combining social media and 10 years of TV is I saw that I was with my guest. So after this guest came on, we had this Emmy nomination together. We became, I would say, great friends. And he has since passed away.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry to hear that.
Horrible. It was earth-shattering, sad, all these things. But this guy was dedicated to what he did, mm-hmm. and for our country. And actually, when he came back from serving, which was what the whole show was about, is how to integrate back into society. Johnny Van was one of those people that stood for our veterans. And so I started thinking about season 11 and people thinking about streaming and what they want to watch. And in case you want a goodie, this woman is amazing. Kelly Sobroski is a woman that is saying you can do both. She laces up our boots for the military, and yet she also is a beauty queen. If you want a great interview that reminds you that if you are maybe working behind a computer screen, but maybe want to be a supermodel, or maybe you're doing garden work and also want to play the guitar, this woman is a reminder that you can do both. She's also serving our military, so I want to highlight her. That's in season 11. You can stream everything we're doing right now because it did wrap on traditional TV. You'll get to see our reruns, but go stream us.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. What a great individual she sounds like. That's
she
amazing.
She is incredible. Yeah. I have the honor of emceeing a lot of events, which we're going to get to some of our events coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, I met her at an event and I was just dumbfounded by how incredible. She was in this beautiful gown with her boots. And I'm like, tell me more about your outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, no, this is what I do all the time. So
all
it's
right.
Incredible.
Let's get to some of these other things here.
Yes.
Which one you want to do?
There's
a lot to pick from.
Well, let's just go now to the PSA that we just released a week and a half ago.
Okay.
For the Lighthouse for the Blind.
Oh, yes.
Tim Paul was on our season before, and that is one of those stories that hits you so deep, you're like, we got to do more. Seeing Possibility Different is the PSA that's out now. Go find it. Go see it. It is one of those things. He's running marathons.
Yeah, I know.
He is swimming. He is skiing. It is one of those things that's breaking barriers as well.
Yeah, I've had him on.
Oh, you have?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they haven't asked me to model yet, but I'm assuming I'm modeling in their fall show again.
I'm sure you will.
I have a little inkling I might, but I love the Lighthouse for the Blind.
Oh, me too. Mm-hmm.
I've
worked with them, not lately, but a few years ago, annually.
Well, I just had this idea. I'm going to say that I need a male escort for my modeling this year. You know what, John? I think you and I should hit the runway. If any of our listeners want to weigh in on that, you can call the hotline right now.
Hit the runway, John. Oh, definitely. I have to practice my walk. What else?
Okay, so women employed. Speaking of events that we do and that we've done, I learned about this organization through another interview because I was talking to this amazing woman and she said, what I like to do on my spare time is work with women employed. I said, what is women employed? I'm a woman entrepreneur. There's a lot of women in the city. Women make the world go round. And with that, women employed is actually bridging the wage gap, changing laws, actually maternity leave. All the different things that I didn't truly know existed, because I've just kind of been out in the wild, wild west with being a woman entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I had to go back to work right after this sweet little one that's distracting us over here in the radio studio was born, because I did it all for the show. But now that I'm learning about all the different things that women go through in the workplace, Women Employed is one that is really changing the scope of that.
Yeah.
And it was packed to the gills. It was a day at the Hilton. It was a working lunch because I love it because we were all there for change. There were men there. But I got to do the exercise where you not only put like what you make, but the difference of what it shows, what the difference men potentially make. And then if your ethnicity weighs in those brackets too, and it was mind blowing, you raised a card with how much you could be losing and they're bridging that gap.
Amazing. That's great stuff. That is absolutely fantastic.
Women Employed is something that people should check out, because I was going to say, I always say this with my show because I'm not a feminist. I love my men. I love my husband. I love my son. But with that, it is important because we all have that lady in our life. We all have that woman that's made a difference. And it's important to know the difference when it comes to wage gaps.
Oh, indeed. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I've got two daughters.
I know. We were talking about.
You better be paying them what you're paying everybody else. That's all I got to say right now.
I love that. Yeah. Yep. Now, last week, John, we had RHA at the Mart, and Respiratory Health Association was the benefactor. Mm-hmm. Now, the Merchandise Mart, I just want to give a shout out to, because it is one of those gems of Chicago. That is a place that I think should be up there with any museum in the fact that we have that in Chicago.
It is gigantic.
It's not even gigantic. It's incredible what vendors we have and the access we have to go in and see design.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, true.
What this event was, it was a night where they created this apartment, and the apartment was all these different rooms. I actually had my little apprentice there with me again. She was doing behind the scenes videos, and they had different designers, our local talent, create different rooms. So an entrance room, a living room. And that night, the benefactor was Respiratory Health Association, and over $100,000 was raised in that one night.
Fantastic. I can just see it. As a matter of fact, I know what you're talking about.
It was truly incredible because I got dreams not only for my Chicago home, but my lake home.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that local talent exists here. And you know, Chicago is such a small world. I was talking with the lady that did the terrace. And of course, we were like 10 degrees of separation.
Right. You know, they've said that Chicago's the biggest. Wait a minute. I've got it backwards. The smallest big city in the world or something like
that. Yes. I always I'm like, it's the biggest city, small town
small town.
You can ever.
It's so true.
It is so true. And that night was one of them. I have to tell you, Robert, the CEO of Respiratory Health Association, is doing big things to elevate lung health. We joked about it because can you believe that you know, maybe, no, I think before Marla was born, but when I remember when smoking indoors was allowed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they changed that law.
Yeah. You could smoke on airplanes.
Isn't that crazy? I know. And now you can't even have a battery, battery.
Can I sit in the smoking section? Like, you know, the smoke in a smoking section inside an airplane is not going to reach the people who aren't in the quote-unquote smoking section. Yeah.
I know.
That's progress.
All
sure.
of that. I know. The Service Club also released Day on the Terrace this week. It's also coming up in late summer. So we'll want to get to that. And I'll save that one for next time I'm on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. Speaking of walking the runway. Yeah. It's one of those moments.
I'm not doing
that. I think
that.
I need to get you involved with all of these, John.
Well, involved is one thing. Walking the runway is a totally different, thing.
I can see it now. I know. Mm-hmm. People might know you by your voice, but guys, I'm in studio with him and he is quite the character. He was teaching Marlo how to turn on and off the mics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a button.
You are all of it.
Okay. I got one quick question here. 815 says, we were able to catch her show by chance. Could she please tell us what times she's on?
Oh, I love that. 815.
On
thank
PBS.
You. Thank you. Thank you. So if you are local, we are on Lakeshore PBS every Monday at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And we rerun there. That is part of why I love it. But you're going to get all of our fresh shows right now. So for the next month and a half, you'll get all of our new season. And then if you're outside of this market by chance, then World Channel, we air every Saturday and every Monday. And that's
on what channel?
World Channel PBS.
So, oh, World Channel PBS.
Yes. Right, and right, we air around the nation at the same time. So shout out to Ron over in Boston for plugging us in those great time slots.
That's awesome.
Yes. I know. But you know, going back to your question, people digest their media all different ways. And so all you have to do is literally Google Whitney Reynolds, and however you take it in, whether it's Instagram, Tubi, Amazon, PBS, you got us. Okay.
Yep.
We're here for you.
All right. It's great to talk to you, Marlo. It's nice to meet you. I'll show you how to turn the microphone off. It's very complicated.